You to be seated. So as Megan mentioned in the children's message, we're going to be talking about Mary and Martha a little bit today. And an event where they have an encounter with Jesus. And so if you remember a few weeks ago when we were talking, we've been going through different events in the Gospel of Luke. Luke, who was a real person in a real time, had his own writing style. He was a doctor. And so one of the main points Luke is trying to drive home in his gospel is the journey of Jesus and the disciples. And remember, Luke 9:51 sets the tone from this point on, that Jesus set his face to go toward Jerusalem. Nothing was going to distract him. Nothing was going to deter him. He's going to Jerusalem knowing full well what's going to happen there when he gets there. And that's going through a horrible death for you and I. And so now the journey continues. And so Jesus and the disciples are journeying through Judea, through Samaria, through Galilee, all these areas where Jesus is doing. In this particular event, they are going to Bethany, where Mary and Martha live. And so because they are these nomads, you know, they don't have a home, they have to depend on people taking them in and, you know, taking care of them. They had nowhere to stay. And in those days, there weren't a whole lot of Hiltons and Holiday Inns that Jesus and the disciples could just, you know, check into. So they had to depend on the hospitality of the Jewish people. And something that's important to know about this time and this culture, and it's really not much different today, but hospitality was a big deal. And to not be hospitable to somebody coming, even a stranger, would be considered an evil act if you did not take care of this person. And so the word hospitality simply means receive, welcome, take care of. And so as Jesus and his disciples are approaching Bethany, this is what they're expecting. And so take a look at the first verse here. We're in Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 38. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And I told you, this is the act of being hospitable. So the note I have here is being hospitable is doing the right thing. It's an important thing to remember here as we go throughout this event here. So the Bible talks about being hospitable and how it's the right thing. I just have a couple verses here. I don't have them on a screen for you, but there's short verses in the Bible that explain how important it is. Romans 12:13 says, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Hebrews 13:2, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some of entertained angels unawares. Did you know that sometimes we may be encountered by strangers in this world that are none other than angels disguised? 1 Peter 4:9 says, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. And so being hospitable is doing the right thing. And that's what Martha is about to do here. So let's go on. Verse 39 of chapter 10. And she, Martha, had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. So, as we mentioned, Martha is doing the right thing by being hospitable. But her sister Mary is doing something different. Not only is Mary not helping Martha, she is sitting. So do you think Martha's going to like this? They're sisters, remember. So this sitting, in this culture, again, it's important, another context thing that's helpful, it's the proper thing for the student to do when listening to a teacher or a rabbi. Usually this was not a woman. In fact, never. So what Jesus and Mary were doing would have been the opposite of what was appropriate to do for a Jewish man and woman. But as we know, Jesus didn't care about that. He's still teaching Mary, who is sitting at his feet. So Martha is doing the one kind of hospitality. You know, she's getting things ready. She's getting the meal prepared, setting the table, doing whatever. You know, she's doing a lot here. She's busy. It's not just Jesus here. There's 12 disciples with him. So that's a pretty big crowd to be coming into your house, and you have to prepare a meal and serve them. So Martha's running around busy. So while she's doing this type of hospitality, Mary's doing a different type of hospitality. Keep that in mind. She is showing hospitality by sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to his word. So the next point here, listening to Jesus is doing the right thing. So we have two right things here. Let's go on. Luke chapter 10, verses 40 and 41. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him, Jesus, and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things." I absolutely love this scene. Who here can identify with Martha? Can anybody identify with Martha? Does anybody have that one lazy relative who never helps with anything at big family gatherings? I will not mention who it is in my family. It may or may not be me. But I think we can all have some sympathy for Martha here, right? Another reason I love this scene is because Martha, not only is she busy and doing all this stuff, she stops to go tattle on her sister to Jesus. Has anybody ever had this happen at a family gathering? I would have, Luke doesn't record Mary's reaction to this, but I would love to know what Mary was doing when Martha was tattling on her. I can just imagine Mary behind Jesus going, making faces at her and nanny nanny boo boo, I'm doing the right thing. Can't you just picture Mary doing that? Maybe, maybe not. We can ask her when we get to heaven. You know, this type of message from this text here in Luke 10 shouldn't look at it as, are you a Martha or are you a Mary? Because remember, Martha's doing the right thing. She's not necessarily completely in the wrong here. She is serving Jesus and the disciples. And Mary's doing something different by sitting at his feet and listening. We're going to talk a little bit more about this here in a second. But let's look at Jesus' response to Martha. We know Jesus isn't upset with her. He isn't mad at her. And we know this because he says the words, "Martha, Martha." And Jesus does this a few other times in the Gospels. And when this happens and when this is said like this, it's usually showing pity and affection towards the person you're talking to. You can just picture Jesus saying, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things." Jesus isn't yelling at her. He's not mad at her. But he's kind of calling her out a little bit. So what I want you to do, I got it up on the screen here. I want you to insert your name into that. And imagine if Jesus is saying that to you. Scott, you are anxious. And so in Greek, the word that's used for anxious, it's the same thing as worry. So anxious, worried, and troubled by many things. How often could Jesus say that to you? Could he say that a lot to you? Martha was doing a good thing, being hospitable. Martha's only mistake was that she thought she was the host and that Jesus was the guest. Because remember, Jesus is always the host. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's always the host. That's the only mistake Martha made here. You know, we live in a culture of a hectic, busy lifestyle. We have busy schedules, right? One thing I like to remind myself, and I've said this to you guys a couple times, I think, and you probably remember it, what the word busy really means, it simply means being under Satan's yoke. B-U-S-Y. Satan wants us busy and distracted and anxious and worried about many things. I always like to remind myself whenever I say, oh man, I'm really busy. You know, we can fill ourselves in our busy, hectic schedules with a lot of good things. You know, when we do a lot of good things, we take care of our families. We take our kids to school and to sporting events and other extracurricular events. We go to jobs. We earn money to support our family. These are all good things. We serve in our church. We volunteer different organizations. These are all good things to do. We can get ourselves busy sometimes with doing all the right things that we miss the boat on something. And I think we can all identify with Martha, and I have this point on your sheets. Martha was so busy doing the right thing that she missed the one thing. And let's take a look at that one thing in verse 42 of Luke chapter 10. Jesus is talking here, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. You know, I can insert my name into that last sentence, by the way. Scott was so busy doing the right thing that he missed the one thing. Even as a pastor, when you're, you know, I prepare for the sermon every week and I'm in God's Word, I'm busy getting ready for Sunday, and I can miss the one thing amongst it all. Can anybody identify with this? We're so busy doing the right things that we miss the one thing. Jesus has his drop the mic moment here in verse 42, by the way, when he says one thing is necessary. Of course, he's talking about himself. That's the one thing that is necessary. And that's not going to be taken away from Mary. Because even though Martha was doing the right thing, Mary chose to do the best thing. One thing is necessary, and that's being with Jesus. Being with Jesus. There's no doing here. There's being. Remember, to be hospitable is to receive and welcome. To receive and welcome Jesus is not consumed, is not accomplished with the busyness of our human doing of things. But the stillness of sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his word. Another thing to remember, before we can do the good things in this world, we need to be with Jesus. It's a simple thing, but it's so hard, right? We're so busy. How can we just sit and be still and just be with Jesus? But it is that simple. It's simply sitting at our Lord and Savior's feet. This is a verse you've all heard before, Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. The picture of the lion of Judah in the background, Jesus hanging on the cross, wearing the crown of thorns. Our King. This is our King. And as that guy so eloquently put, do you know him today? Praise be to this King, right? Let's take the time in our busy, hectic schedules to simply be with him. Will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer this morning, asking for the type of focus that only you can provide in this busy world. Help us to focus on the greatness of you and the life you have planned for us. Help us take any distractions and realize they are trivial earthly struggles in comparison to the joy that you bring us. You know our hearts in and out, and you know that our hearts are tired, God, and that we don't always fully rest in you. Our patience wears thin with the weight of the world. Please free us of any burden of impatience and all of these other distractions that we have going on in our life. Help us to have patience like you, Jesus. The patience that you showed Martha, and the love. Help us to have that patience. And Father, we ask that you be with us here at Promise. We thank you so much for our church here. We thank you for all these people that you have brought to this church. And we ask that you open our eyes and our ears to what you want us to see and hear instead of us going for our own agenda. Help us be Jesus' hands and feet here in this world, and especially here in Fort Wayne, to a world that needs you more than ever. And Father, we also ask that you be with all those who are suffering with their mental health or their physical health. Please be with each and every one of them, watching over them, bringing healing, and reminding them that you are always with them. We thank you so much for always being with us, and we thank you for being our Savior. And we now pray the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.